All right, April Ryan is on the phone.
Maybe she can help you feel better.
Okay, April, can you make me feel better? I'm scared.
Scared of what, Tom?
The elections yesterday in New Hampshire, the primaries, and the results of the primaries. I'm for Hillary. She took a really bad beating in the primaries yesterday. Mm-hmm. 20 points. Calm my nerves.
Tom, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to need to call a doctor. We're going to have to get a sedative for a minute because it's going to be a slugfest.
So much for calming your nerves.
It's going to be a slugfest. I mean, and I know you're for Hillary, Tom, and there are a lot of people who, and I remember years ago you were talking about Clinton, you know, Bill Clinton. But here's the thing. Hillary Clinton is not her husband. She has to prove herself. And the problem is that you have people who are anti-establishment, and they don't want to hear anything about the establishment. They're looking for change, and they're looking for someone who – politics is personal. Politics is personal, and what's happening is you're hearing people talk about, I like this idea of free college, I like this, I like that, but then they also don't understand, though, that you have an issue where we have someone who's been there. She's been in every level of government, and she knows how to govern, but there's baggage there. We're still hearing things about the albatross around her neck with the emails. People are concerned about that. And then you also have the fact that this is a machine that's been tried and tested, and people saying, well, maybe we need to kick the tires or something else. So we have to see what the American public feels. But right now, the best thing that you can feel better about is the fact that Vermont and New Hampshire are very close together. So he had a hometown advantage. That's one thing you can feel good about. But we're moving into South Carolina. So that could be something different for Hillary Clinton, as there is a higher African-American population there. In Vermont, in New Hampshire, you don't have that many African-Americans as compared to South Carolina. So let's look to the next election, Tom, to make you feel better and see what
about,
happens.
What about black women supporting Hillary Clinton?
She's got a large contingent.
What percentage of black women do you think black female voters are for Hillary Clinton?
Let me say this. Yeah, and I'm polling. I'm doing my own unscientific polling,
yeah,
as well as listening to what I'm, you know, what's out there. She's got a large contingent of black women who are supporting her, black leaders like Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin. You know, Eric Garner's family supporting her. You have Bishop Vashti McKenzie, a strong member of Delta Sigma Theta, and also the first female bishop in the AME Church. So you've got many people out there who, and like people like Maxine Waters, and you have a lot of people, and Angela Bassett, who are supporting Hillary Clinton, and you've got, you know, people who are grassroots, but they still want to kind of see what's going on to make sure this albatross with these emails goes away. So, but you do have people who are really ride or die Hillary. You do have ride or dyers. So, Tom, you're going to have to understand that this is not a race that's going to be won like just right now. We've got a couple more elections to go before, you know, we can really determine. And I think it's going to be a slugfest. Iowa was the foreshadowing of things to come because it was so close. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders is a formidable candidate. He's 74 years old. Some people are saying they feel the burn, but Hillary is tried and tested. So that's what we have to see. We have to see how the American public feels. And we also have, and the sad thing, Tom, social media plays a big part. You know, it's now more opinion than it is fact-based. People are throwing things out there, and it's rapid response, rapid fire, trying to knock that down. And unfortunately, sometimes the negatives play more into the dynamics than the positives. So it's a lot of things out in the stratosphere that we're dealing with.
April, have you had the conversation about the Republicans doing some dirty tricks in order to make sure that they, or to ensure that they have Bernie Sanders as the opponent?
They never wanted Hillary Clinton. They never wanted Hillary Clinton. And what they put out there, I had heard early on that they were actually helping to put more people out at Bernie Sanders' rallies, mm-hmm, to make her look bad. That's what I had heard early on. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of nasty tricks just to knock Hillary. It's not just on the Republican side, it's on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. And she's fighting an uphill battle. But Tom,
yeah,
don't give up yet. Okay. Don't give up yet.
He's about ready to give up the citizenship.
Oh, Tom.
You didn't make me feel much better, but I do love you.
Tom, I got much love for you.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh, Tom.